This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A global market plunge has come to an end, and the savior appears to be China, where we got word this morning that a measure of manufacturing activity rose in October to a three-month high. The BBC's Juliana Liu joins us from Hong Kong with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning.
So is this 1 month of good manufacturing data for China enough to say it's a reversal of the slowdown, or are we going too far there?
I think it's definitely going too far to say that the Chinese economy is definitely bouncing back. What we're seeing is that it is still contracting, but contracting at a slower pace. So for lots of people who are looking at the future direction of the Chinese economy in the next 6 months or so, they would say this is a good sign because it shows that perhaps factory orders are coming back up, especially ahead of the Christmas season, which is a very crucial time for factories in South China.
Well, let me ask you about one other thing. The United Nations came out and said that the amount of foreign direct investment going into China has now eclipsed the United States for the first time in something like 9 years. So what's that all about?
You know, it really conjures up, I think, pictures of gloom and doom for the U.S. economy. But that said, it's not that China is doing so much better compared to the U.S. It's just that the U.S. is just doing so badly. And of course, this is something that was talked about in the last few weeks as the two presidential candidates debate about the U.S. economy.
Were people watching those presidential debates in China?
Oh, yeah, they watch, especially the last time when the two really argued about the record in China. So, yes, people were definitely watching and watching today as well.
The BBC's Juliana Liu in Hong Kong. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.